Kenny Chesney, Save It for a Rainy Day. All the best country, 99.9 WJBL. Hey, it's Chet with you. It's a 9 to 5, no repeat Thursday. And as promised, if I did all the button pushing right, I should have Mitchell Tenpenny on the other line of this phone here. Mitchell, how are you?
What's going on? I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. You're coming to the Crystal Grand tomorrow night, but that's not all. You're going to be doing a whole bunch more touring this year. You're going to be doing, like, from basically, was it April on, you're going to be on a world tour and, like, two world tours. Is that right? The Damn Good Time World Tour with Jordan Davis, and then you and Jordan and some others are going to be helping out on the Growing Up and Getting Old Tour with Luke Combs.
Yeah, it's one of those pinching moments when this year started. You know, get to do stadiums with my buddy Luke Combs, and Jordan Davis is one of my best friends in this industry, and we've been talking about doing a tour for so long. We finally get to do it. So I actually just got out of the room with him doing some promo for it. It's going to be a blast, man. We're going to have a good time together.
Are you going home at all in 2024?
I'll be home every now and then, every few Mondays and Tuesdays, but not that much.
Well, you've got a brand new song out, Breaking My Heart. People can hear it live tomorrow night at the Crystal Grand.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been so excited to get to start finally playing this song. And like I said, before this tour starts, we want to get out there and still play some live music and get ready for it. So we're coming in hot, baby.
So speaking of being out on the road, and you're going to be out a ton this year like we've been talking about, do you have a favorite like song to play live? Is there one that you just love to play?
Well, it's hard not to say the ones that y'all have given us, you know, hits and number ones, right? Like Drunk Me and Truth About You. But for me right now, it's always the newer stuff, the stuff I haven't played, you know, a million times. And so Breaking My Heart right now has been kind of the most fun for me recently.
And collaborations, you've had several collaborations in your career so far. Most notably, your number one with Chris Young at the end of the bar. But I got to ask, and something I'd love to ask is, if you could collaborate or duet with any artist, any genre, living or dead, Mitchell Tenpenny, who would it be?
Well, I will say that this year I got to do one with two of my heroes in country music. I can't say it yet, but I kind of got to check mark that off. But if it was going to be somebody outside of the genre, I know, I finally got that bucket list moment, and I'm still pinching myself over that, but...
All right, man. But
somebody outside the genre, it'd probably be John Mayer.
Oh, awesome, man. That's an excellent choice. So, all right. So, is there like, do we have a date in mind that we might find out? Is it, you know, is it going to be this year, spring, summer? What are you thinking for when we might find out who that big collaboration is going to be with?
Yes, I think here in a couple months, I believe.
All right.
Or maybe less than that. Maybe a month, and then a couple months we'll do it. I know I'm always getting in trouble, and I can't say things. I'm the worst.
Yeah, right. You got people behind you going, don't shut it. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah,
so,
screaming at me. Yeah.
Man, and congratulations on all your success. I read here that you're approaching like 2 billion streams. That's incredible. More than 1.5 billion streams already. Billion with a B. I mean, how's that feel?
I mean, I'm honored by that every single time that people take time out of their day to listen to our music. And I just want to make sure that people know how grateful we are for that. That's something I never expected. And this is, it's a dream. We can do what we love every day. So just thank you guys for playing the music and for the listeners for listening and streaming and just making us feel special, man. It means the world to us.
When you're out on the road this year, do you have any favorite things to do? Like, you get a lot of downtime on the road, too, traveling from place to place. Do you have any must-haves? Are there any games or foods, snacks, that kind of stuff to keep you company?
So, yeah, I'm a bad eater. That's why I got a nice little belly. But I do like, I'm a pawn shopper. I like to go around in different spots and see if you find that little piece of gold. But when we go out with Jordan Davis, I know he's been playing a lot of pickleball, and I have never played it, so I kind of want to get into that and get some friendly competition going.
That is the new thing. Pickleball is like taking the nation by storm right now. So, yeah, and when you do, please post some social media you playing pickleball. We got to see it.
When I beat him, I'm going to throw it all over the place. Don't worry.
Excellent. All right. Mitchell, you're coming to the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells tomorrow night. There are like very few select limited seats available, and tickets are actually really reasonably priced. I've seen you, two, three times, I believe. You always put on an amazing show. And it's going to be great to see you tomorrow night. CrystalGrand.com if people want to go. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Show kicking off at 8. Mitchell, man, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much. It means the world. I appreciate it. Cheers, brother.
We're going to have some Mitchell coming up right after the break here on WJVL.